Okay, so spring cleaning. But like for your website, you ever feel like your website files are just a total black hole? Like that junk drawer we all have, but digital?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, you know, thankfully you found this article called Web Design Basics, How to Organize Your Website Files. It's by Jim Clannon of Double Dome. It's a digital marketing company. This is like having a professional organizer come in and just like clean up our website.
Yeah.
So before we really get into like the nitty-gritty of it all, have you ever just like panicked when you can't find a file on your website?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Like it's buried under like five layers of folders with the weirdest names.
It's the worst, especially when you need to make a quick update. It's like, where is this thing?
Yes. Okay, so let's get into this. Why is it so important to have your website organized? Besides, you know, saving us from those mini heart attacks.
Well, I mean, think about how much time you waste just like searching for stuff. Like, multiply that by every time you need to update your site or add something.
Yeah.
It really adds up.
That is money.
Exactly. And you know, it's not just about like individual efficiency. If you've got a team working on a site, file organization is even more important
Yeah.
because then it's like having a shared language. Everybody knows where everything is. Updates are
Right.
seamless.
You don't want people stepping on each other's toes. I can imagine the chaos if everyone's doing their own thing.
Oh, it's a nightmare. I had this client, their website was a disaster, files everywhere. People were constantly overwriting each other's work. Took forever to find anything. Just a mess.
So you're saying a clear system prevents all those like collaborative collisions.
Absolutely. And it also makes your website, you know, more scalable as your business grows. You add more content. A solid structure keeps things manageable.
You're not like scrambling to create new folders and like figure out where things go every time you add a new blog post or, you know, whatever.
But it's all set up. You can focus on the actual content, not like the file system.
Okay, so we've got good organization saves time, reduces stress, makes collaboration smoother. But like, where do we even start? The article talks about using your website's navigation as a blueprint for how to organize your files. Can you kind of break that down?
Yeah, so like think about the main sections of your website. You've probably got things like about us, services, you know, that sort of thing, blog, contact.
Yeah, pretty standard.
Well, those basically become your top-level folders. Just like your homepage guides visitors through your site, the folder structure guides you through your files.
So if I click services on your website and see a list of all your services, then your services folder would have subfolders, you know, for each of those.
Exactly. And you can even break things down further. Like, let's say one of your services is website design. You could have subfolders for like case studies, testimonials, pricing.
Right. Okay. So it's like you're creating a mini version of your website, like within your file system.
Yeah.
So easy to find things.
Right. Need to update a case study. Boom. You know exactly where it is.
No more digging through, you know, a million files.
Exactly. But you know, this is just one approach. The article talks about four main ways to organize your website files.
Oh, that's right. And I'm guessing there's no like one size fits all solution here.
Nope. Depends on your website. You know how complex it is, how you work.
Yeah.
A simple site with just a few pages, you might just need a single directory for all your files.
Okay. Makes sense if you have, you know, like a very simple personal blog.
Right. But if you've got a huge e-commerce site with tons of products and images and all that, you're gonna need a more elaborate system.
So like matching the structure to, you know, how big your website is. What are some of the other approaches the article mentions?
Well, there's the option of keeping all your files in one directory, but then creating a separate directory just for images.
Okay.
Useful if you have a lot of visuals and you want to keep them separate from your, you know, HTML and CSS and all that code.
Yeah. Keep things tidy.
And then there are even more like granular approaches, like
Yeah.
dividing your files into multiple directories based on content type. So one for blog posts, one for product pages, one for
So
images.
you're like creating these zones for different types of content.
Yeah.
That's probably helpful for collaboration too, right? If you have different people working on different parts of the site.
Yeah, definitely. Each person knows exactly where their files go. Less confusion, less chance for errors.
So the key takeaway here is to like really think about what structure works for you, for your needs.
Yeah. Your website's unique. Your file organization should reflect that.
I love that.
Yeah.
This has been super helpful already. But before we move on, there's something else the article mentioned. It talked about matching how your server is organized to your hard drive. Why is that so important?
It's all about that smooth workflow. So imagine you need to make a change to a page on your website. You find the file on your hard drive, make the edits, But then you have to figure out where to put that updated file on the server. And that's where things get messy if your server and hard drive are organized differently.
It's like you're back to square one, right? Trying to find the file.
Exactly. But if your files are organized the same way in both places, uploading updates is super easy. You know exactly where to put the file on the server because it's the same as your hard drive.
It's like you have a map. Perfectly synchronized map.
Exactly. No more getting lost. Saves so much time and frustration, especially if you're updating your site a lot.
Right. And less risk of like accidentally overwriting something or saving it in the wrong spot.
Exactly.
So a win-win for efficiency and like, you know, keeping your sanity.
Yeah, for sure.
This is making me rethink my entire file structure.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you ever had like the pain of a mismatched server and hard drive?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Early in my career, I learned that lesson the hard way. So many headaches.
I bet that's why you're such a big advocate for, you know, having a good system now.
Absolutely. You don't appreciate it until you've experienced the chaos. Once you have that good workflow, there's no going back.
This has been amazing. We've covered, you know, why website organization is so essential, using your website navigation as a guide, matching your server and hard drive structures. There's more to talk about, right? Like those four different organizational approaches, some real-world examples of how to actually put this into practice.
Definitely.
We're going to dive into all of that right after this. Okay, so welcome back. I'm already like feeling inspired to go and just reorganize my whole website.
Yeah.
But before we get into like the weeds of all of it, can you give us some concrete examples of like these different approaches, like in action?
Yeah, totally. Let's say you're a photographer. You have a website. It showcases your portfolio, maybe some client testimonials. You've got some blog posts with photography tips and, of course, your contact information.
Yeah, so pretty standard for, like, you know, someone who's a creative professional.
Exactly. So if we use that mirroring your homepage strategy, your main folders would probably be like portfolio, testimonials, blog, and contact.
Makes sense. And then, you know, like within your portfolio folder, you'd probably have subfolders for different types of photography, like weddings, portraits, you know, landscapes.
Exactly. And then each of those would have, you know, the images for that category.
Okay. But what happens if you have like a blog post and it's using images from multiple portfolio categories? Where do those go?
That is a great question. And it kind of shows you why there's no one right way to do this. Some photographers like to keep all their blog post images in a separate folder, even if they're used in the portfolio.
Oh, so you could have like a folder called blog images and then within that subfolders for each post.
Exactly. So that way all your blog visuals are in one spot, which can be helpful for updates or finding things later.
Okay. So that's one approach. Mm-hmm. But what if someone's like, I don't want to have the same image in like a million different places.
Right. Some people find that redundant. So in that case, you could just link the images in your blog post to the portfolio folder.
Oh, so you're not like physically putting a copy of the image in the blog images folder. You're just kind of creating a link to where it lives in the portfolio folder.
Exactly. So you're not creating, you know, copies of the same thing. And if you ever need to update the image, you only have to do it in one place.
That makes sense. I see the appeal there. But are there downsides to doing it that way? Like instead of just having the image like right there in the blog post folder?
Yeah, there are a couple things to keep in mind. First, if you ever reorganize your portfolio folders, you got to make sure you update all those links in your blog posts. Otherwise, you're going to have broken image links.
Right, yeah. It's like a little bit more maintenance.
And then the second thing is if you're working with a team, everybody needs to know how the images are linked and where they're located. Otherwise, it can get confusing.
Right. So like really good communication is key if you're doing it that way. It's not just like drag and drop, you know.
Right. And that's why it's so important to, you know, weigh the pros and cons of each approach and see what works best for you and your website.
Speaking of, you know, complex websites.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that e-commerce site example, like hundreds of products. How would you recommend organizing something like that?
Yeah, with an e-commerce site that big, you definitely want to use lots of directories and subdirectories. Keep things manageable. So you might have a main folder for products, and then within that, subfolders for categories, like electronics, clothing, home goods.
Okay.
And then within each category, folders for each individual product with all the images, the descriptions, the pricing, maybe even customer reviews.
Yeah, and then you probably have separate folders for like orders, customer data, you know, marketing materials and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Just create a logical system that makes it easy to find what you need.
And this is where that, you know, matching your server and hard drive organization thing is like super important. Imagine trying to upload hundreds of product images to your server if your folders were all over the place.
Oh, that would be a disaster. Like trying to find a book in the library with no Dewey Decimal System.
Total chaos. So if you mirror that organization on your hard drive, it's like a roadmap for transferring files to your server.
Right, like a GPS for your files. You know exactly where everything is supposed to go.
No more getting lost.
Exactly. And don't forget about maintenance. Like, you wouldn't let your workspace get all cluttered. You need to review your website files every once in a while and tidy things up.
So it's an ongoing process, not just a one-time thing.
Right. As your website changes, your organization might need to change too. Keep things aligned.
This is reminding me of something you mentioned before about how organization can actually impact how people see your brand. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah. So remember how we talked about those moments when you panic because you can't find a file on your site? Well, imagine a visitor feeling like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to find information and it's just a mess. They're going to get frustrated, probably leave.
And that can make them think negatively about your brand.
Yeah, exactly. But a well-organized site, it shows that you're professional. You care about details. You care about the user experience.
It's like walking into a really nice store that's clean and organized.
Yeah.
Versus one that's just like a mess.
Exactly. It makes a difference. And online, those first impressions are so important, especially if you're trying to build trust with people.
Okay. Wow. This is really making me think bigger picture here. It's not just about being organized for ourselves. It's about like creating a good experience for the people who are visiting our website.
Absolutely. And that can lead to, you know, more engagement, better conversion rates, a stronger brand overall.
This has been so helpful. We've gone from like, I'm drowning in files to like, I have a plan.
Yeah.
And we even talked about how it impacts our brand. What else should we think about before we wrap up?
One final thought is, you know, don't be afraid to get help if this feels overwhelming. Just like you might hire someone to organize your home, there are experts who can help you organize your website.
That's a great point. It's easy to think we have to do everything ourselves.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's worth it to have someone who knows what they're doing come in and help.
Exactly. Talk to your web developer, your designer, you know, whoever's involved in your website.
So yeah, if you're feeling lost, you know, you're not alone. There's help out there.
Yeah.
And it can make a huge difference. We'll be back after this quick break to explore some final thoughts on this topic. So we talk about all the, you know, practical tips and even like how it can make you look more professional.
Yeah, like that clean storefront. People yeah. trust a well-organized business.
Exactly. But I feel like the article we were looking at, it's great, don't get me wrong, but there's this one thing it didn't really talk about.
Oh, what's that?
We've been talking about structure, efficiency. But what about making our websites too sterile? Too predictable.
Ah, you're talking about the balance between organization and creativity.
Yeah. Like, how do we bring our own personality, our style, into something that's all about, you know, logic and order?
That's a great question. And it's something a lot of people forget about. Your website, it's an extension of you, your brand, your voice.
So it shouldn't feel like just some generic template, right?
Exactly. Even in the way you organize your files, you can add personality. Like, instead of naming your folders, services, and products, come up with something more fun, something that fits your brand.
Oh, I like that. Like creative concoctions or adventures in design instead of just services.
Exactly. Or maybe you color code your folders, you know, using your brand colors.
Oh, that's smart. So even behind the scenes, it can be fun and reflect who you are.
Right. And it's about what works for you. If a super structured system makes you feel stifled, don't do it. The goal is to help your creativity, not block it.
It's like finding that sweet spot between being organized
yeah.
and being inspired.
Exactly. And as your website grows and changes, your organization might change too, you know? It's a journey.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like we went from, help, I'm drowning in files, to, okay, I've got this. And we even talked about how it impacts our brand and everything.
Right. A well-organized website isn't just about efficiency. It's about creating a good experience for everyone, for you and for the people visiting your site.
And it's about making it your own, bringing your personality into it, even behind the scenes.
I love that. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into website organization.
And until next time, happy organizing, everyone.